Hello again. So, busy Sunday. What's going on? Trust you're all awake. Managed to follow most of it. So, very interestingly, when Shan started doing what she was doing, I thought, okay, so she's just taking my preach, so maybe this is going to be short. But I felt God say, well, you know, it's quite possible that what I have chosen to share with you and what we've heard today is there for a reason. He wants to reinforce this. So what I've done today is I've actually taken the 10 for life scriptures that we learned through the year and the kids have been learning through the year. And I'm just going to put them up on the board. So those of you who didn't get them earlier when the kids were reciting them, you'll have a chance now to look at them again. But we did this year because it's so important for all of us to have scripture in our hearts. And kids, well done this year. And just know that the things that you've memorized this year, the scriptures, the words that you've memorized this year, will never leave you. They will be with you through the whole of your life. And as we go through them, I'm just going to encourage you and help you understand why these scriptures form a firm foundation for you as you live your life with Jesus and for Jesus. So our teacher's manual, interestingly, said, if all the Bibles were removed tomorrow, how much scripture would you remember? So for everybody else, as we go through these scriptures, just dwell on that point as well. How many scriptures do we actually hold in our hearts that we can memorize and keep with us when we need them most? Thanks, Andrea. First slide. Thank you. So starting with Jesus, always a good place to start. And kids, the first scripture: for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. This scripture really helps us to remember how much God loves not just us, but the whole world. And it's not that he loves just people who've given their life to Jesus. Of course he loves them. And he doesn't require us to pray a lot and do a lot for him. He wants to reinforce through this scripture that he loves everybody in this world. Whoever they are, whatever their background, he loves them. And he loves them so much that he sent his Son to die so that they might also receive eternal life when they call on his name as Lord and Savior. Thanks, Andrea. I'm going to go through these fairly quickly because we don't have a huge amount of time. So what's so special about Jesus? John 14:6, as we heard earlier, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So in the world today, we are confronted with lots of things, lots of messages, lots of information. And the kids often talk to us and ask questions about, how can I be sure I'm going to go to heaven? It's a very good question. In this scripture, God reminds us that there is only one way to be sure that you will spend eternity in his presence in heaven, and that is through Jesus. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Thanks, Andrea. So, second batch of scriptures, inspirational scriptures, I felt, for us as we went through the year with the kids, but also as I reflected on them in preparing for today. So the first scripture, waiting on God. But those who wait on the Lord will find new strength. They will fly high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. Now, I know, kids, there's lots of you who run all day and never get weary. There is something of a joy about being a parent that you can stand and watch your kids run around and get weary yourself. But this scripture helps us to remember that when we spend time with God, we find new strength to get through the things that sometimes we find quite difficult. So it doesn't matter what you're going through or where you're at. Just remember that you always have the ability to spend time with God. He is everywhere with you, and he will give you new strength. Thanks, Andrea. Heal our land. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear them from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. There's a lot going on in the world today. I'm sure we can all agree. Some of that stuff's not very nice. And we hear lots of bad things going on, which is not great. But this scripture helps us to remember that if we will turn to God, none of this stuff is too big for God. He is a big God, and he will help us to understand that he can heal our land. Thanks, Andrea. In God we trust. Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. So this scripture, kids, it really helps us to understand that we can trust God in everything that we do. These days, we have a great ability to get ourselves busy. And some of the trouble with being busy is that it tends to lead us away from God. Or maybe from the place where God would like us to be. But at those times, when you're really busy and you think, wow, when was the last time I actually even thought about God? Just know that we can trust in God. And he doesn't ask us to spend all our time with him, but he does ask us to look to him when we need reassurance and strength. And he will put us back on the path that he wants us to stay on. Thanks, Andrea. Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Great scripture. Great scripture. So, doesn't matter how old we are or how young we are, this scripture is true for all of us. Gives us the assurance and the knowledge that we can do everything through God because it's him who gives us strength. Remember, kids, that this scripture was written by the Apostle Paul when he was in prison and facing a death penalty. There's not many of us who face circumstances that hard and that tough. But he, at that time, knew that he could do anything through God who gives him strength. Thanks, Andrea. So the last four scriptures have a certain instruction associated with them. And the first one from Matthew 6, verse 33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So all of us are very busy. We have lots of things that take up our time. Homework, hanging out with friends, video games, sports. As we get busy, sometimes God tends to drop a little bit in our list of priorities. But that doesn't need to stop us from remembering that when we do put God first, everything that we think about, everything that we need, will be given to us. So just an encouragement to you. Everybody in this room gets very busy with lots of things. So just remember that on a daily basis, it's great idea, great opportunity for us to just spend some time with God. Because when we start our day by putting God first, the rest of your day will go very well. Thank you, Andrea. So, the two greatest commandments, as spoken and told to us by Jesus. Matthew 22, verse 37 to 39. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. And then secondly, love your neighbor as yourself. So the first of these commandments is God just reminding us that he wants us to love him with everything that we have. That's everything that we have. Not just on a Sunday between 10 and 12, but everything we have. Love God. Love him. Really love him. He loves you more than you will ever be able to understand. But give everything you have in your love for him. And then secondly, loving your neighbor as yourself. Now, I personally have found this scripture quite challenging at times, because I have to say, some days I look in the mirror and I'm not sure I particularly like what I see. So I then think, well, if I'm supposed to love my neighbor as I love myself, I've got a problem, because I've got to start loving myself first. But that's an important point. Love yourself because you're created by God. Love yourself because you are made clean by the blood that Christ shed for you. And what I wanted to just say about loving your neighbor is, if you really want something for yourself, but you see that someone else needs it more, and you're willing to bless them out of your love for them, given to you by Jesus, by giving them what they really need, as opposed to taking something for yourself, that's a good example of loving your neighbor as you would love yourself. Thanks, Andrea. Strong and courageous. I love these last two. So Joshua 1, verse 9. I command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. There's lots of things in life as we grow up, including when you get to my age and you continue to grow older, that can be quite scary. And we get quite fearful, and we're not entirely sure what we can do about it, usually because we look to ourselves and worry about whether we have the capability or the strength to achieve what's being asked of us. But this scripture reminds us that we don't have to rely on ourselves. We can be strong and courageous. We don't need to be afraid or discouraged in any situation or circumstance, because God is with us wherever we go. Wherever you go, doesn't matter where it is, what time of day or night, God is with you. And the last one. So this was great for me when I saw it in the Sunday school, 10 for Life, because this is actually my favorite verse in the Bible. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 to 18. Be joyful always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Great scripture this, because it reminds us to keep things in perspective. What that means is, don't worry too much about any one thing, but fix our eyes on God. When we are joyful always, it's because we fix our eyes on God. When we fix our eyes on God, we can pray continually. And then that makes it very easy to give thanks in all circumstances. It's great to know that God tells us that this is his will for us in Christ Jesus. So I'd encourage you today, as you graduate from the year that you're in into the next phase of Sunday school, or from Sunday school into the heroes and heroines, or from heroes and heroines into the main service, be encouraged that you are today's church. It's not a question of you being graduating to church one day. You are the church in the same way that all of us are the church. And what you have learned this year by memorizing these scriptures and studying these scriptures is fundamental to how you are walking your life for Jesus and with Jesus. And I'm going to be naughty here, but I'm going to encourage you to test your parents and your brothers and sisters on these scriptures. Encourage them to memorize God's word the way that you have memorized God's word. Because we all need to carry his word around with us in our hearts. And you guys have had a head start. So congratulations, well done, and enjoy your summer holiday.